In the opening pages of Monstrillo, a grieving mother cuts into the body of her recently deceased 11-year-old son and carves out a portion of his lung to save for herself. Acting on instinct and maternal desperation, she nurtures the piece of lung and even feeds it, hiding it within the walls of her decaying childhood home. Over time, it grows into the carnivorous and increasingly human title character. It's weird, very weird. But this literary horror novel by Mexican author Gerardo Samano Cordova turns out to be a riveting and thought-provoking meditation on love and grief. Think Frankenstein meets Pet Sematary. If you feed it, goes the message, it may grow. Cordova structures his story into four acts told by the four primary characters: Mother Magos, Father Joseph, Friend Lena, and Monstrillo himself, or M. From the shocking opening sequence, it advances at breakneck speed. And although it's gory and grisly at times, the novel's predominant tone is one of melancholy and isolation. The book also tackles issues of queerness and identity, as characters deal with their own personal versions of loss. Lots of trigger warnings here, including body horror and sexual assault. But if you enjoy bizarro fiction like Sharkheart or Night Bitch, or the recent Oscar-nominated fantastical film Poor Things, add Monstrillo to your book list. I've never read anything like it. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.